So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing whether a fetus born with various deformities is considered a child, rendering its mother tamei tumas leida. Hamapelas eshel gugulase atuma imay tahir. A woman who miscarries and delivers a fetus that is missing part of its skull is not tamei tumas leida. Another ruling. Hamapelas kimin nafkasa de dikla imay tahir. A woman who delivers a fetus resembling a palm tree and that all its limbs come out of the upper part of the torso is not tamei tumas leida. Another case, Hamapelas Mishadpanav Musmasim. If a woman delivers a fetus whose face is squashed, distorting its features, Rebichna Amar Imetimeya. It's a child, and she's Tamei Tumas Leida. Rishlakash Amar Imetayra. It's not a child, and she's not Tamei Tumas Leida. And based on a Kushya from Abraisa, the Gemara cites another version of the Machlekes. Befanav Musmasim Kulam Lepligid de Timea. Everyone agrees that if she delivers a fetus with a squashed face, she is Tamei Tumas Leida. Ki Pligi Befanav Tuches. They argue regarding a fetus whose face is smooth, with no discernible features. The Gemara discusses another case. Hamapelas beria sheyeshli beis gabim ubeis shadrois. Woman delivers a fetus that has two backs and two spinal columns. Rav rules beisha in avlad bebehema asa b'achila. Such a human fetus is not considered a child, and the mother would not be tamei tumas leida. And such an animal found in its mother's womb would not become permitted with the mother's shechita because it is immediately considered nevela. However, Shmuel rules beisha vlad bebehema muta b'achila. Such a human fetus is considered a child, and the mother is tamei tumas leida, and such an animal found in its mother's womb would become permitted to be eaten with the mother's shechita. The Gemara explains the machlekes based on the following ruling. Amar Rav Chanan bar Abba hashasua, beria sheyesh la beis gabim ubeis shadrois. The pasuk says, ezeh lo yitaichlu mimale hageru mimafrisa haparsa hashasua. We explain this pasuk as saying that it's forbidden to eat hashasua, which is defined as a creature with two backs and two spinal columns. Now, Rav explains beria ba'alma lesser. There's no such creature. Therefore, v'chi agmir rachmanu l'moisha b'mei ima agmiri. The pasuk refers to a deformed fetus found in its mother's womb, and it is forbidden. However, Shmuel explains beri ba'alma isa. There is such a creature. Therefore, v'chi agmir rachmanu l'moisha ba'alma agmiri al b'mei ima sharia. The pasuk refers to such a creature that was born that it is aser, but such a deformed fetus found in the mother's womb after shechita is mutter. The Gemara cites a related brisa. Yesh bubarin shein asurin ben arba l'daka ben shmoin l'gasa. Premature animal fetuses are forbidden to be eaten, namely a small animal born after 4 months and a large animal born after 8 months. And himenu lamata aser, if it was carried for less than this time, it's also forbidden. The brisa concludes, yatsa mishi yesh l'shnei gabin v'shnei shadrois. This excludes a fetus that has two backs and two spinal columns. The Gemara explains the brisa according to both Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, b'med mamurim kishi yatsa la'avar ha'elam, av'me'imai shari. A premature animal is only forbidden once it is born, but if it is discovered in its mother's womb after shechita, it is permitted. Yatsa mi sheyesh l'shnei gabin v'shnei shadrois tafilu b'me'imai nami aser. But a fetus with two backs is forbidden even if it is found in its mother's womb, because it is the shesua referred to in the Torah, as Rav explained earlier. The Gemara then explains the brisa according to Shmuel. B'med v'mamurim b'shleikalu l'chadashim. Avokal l'chadashim mutter. The animal is only forbidden if it was born prematurely, otherwise it is permitted. Yatsa mi sheyesh l'beis gabin v'beis shadrois da'avagab dekal l'chadashim im yatsa l'avar oilam aser b'me'imai shari. However, a fetus with two backs, even if it was carried full term, if it is born, it is forbidden because it cannot survive, but if it was found in its mother's womb, it is permitted. Another brisa regarding deformities. Hamapelas b'riyas guf she'en l'chatach b'riyas rei she'en l'chatach. If a woman delivers an aid and a featureless body or head, the mother is tahir, as the pasuk says, Isha ki sazri v'yolda zachar u'v'yemish min yimol. And we expound, Misha ro l'bris shmeina yatsu eilu she'en l'ruyin l'bris shmeina. Since these fetuses are not viable and will never live to have a bris on the eighth day, the mother is not tamei tumas leida. Rav added on to this brisa, b'sheyesh l'shnei gabin v'shnei shadrois, this also includes a fetus with two backs and two spinal columns, as he explained earlier. The Gemara proceeds to inquire, Hare amru ishi ledis letisha v'ledis l'shiva, a woman can deliver a viable child after 9 or 7 months. Behema gasa yeledis letisha, a large animal also usually delivers after 9 months. And the question is, yeledis l'shiva oylo yelada, can it deliver after 7 months as well or not? The Gemara cites the earlier brisa as proof. Small animal born after 4 months and a large animal born after 8 months is considered premature and is not viable. And himenu lamata aser, if it was carried for less than this time, it's also forbidden. The Gemara assumes agasa. This also refers to large animals, clearly indicating that it cannot deliver after 7 months. However, the Gemara answers adaka. This only refers to small animals, which only deliver after 5 months. However, large animals can deliver before 9 months, i.e., after 7 months. The Gemara proceeds to discuss other deformities. Hamapelas demus lilis imay tmei leida. If For a woman delivers a fetus resembling Lilith, a female demon, she is tummy to mislead because Vlad who El Shishla Knafayim. It's a normal fetus, only it has wings. Another deformity, Hamapel is the most nachash. A woman delivers a fetus resembling a snake. Hayrechanina ben Achiv shel Reb Yeshua, imet me leida. The mother is tummy to mislead. Gamliel was not pleased with this ruling, and Reb Yeshua sent him a message. Mipi hayrechanina, hayol begalgal enay ogal kashel adam. I myself rule this way, since the pupils of their eyes are round like those of people. Zokta Mishnah, Mapele Shvir Moli Mayim Moli Dam Moli Genunim, Ena Cheshesh Lavlav. If a woman miscarried and delivered an embryo filled with water, blood, or a colorful substance, she does not have to be concerned that it is considered a child, and she's not Tamei Tumas Leida. The Gemara asks, Bishlam Adam Mayim Leklumu. Water and blood are certainly not a fetus, but Genunim Necheshem Avladu Benimuch. We should be concerned that the colorful substance was once a fetus and it dissolved. The Gemara suggests several answers. How much wine would a woman have to drink to dissolve a partially formed fetus, i.e., this is not likely at all? The Mishnah refers to an embryo filled with this substance, and if it were a fetus that dissolved, it would take up less room when dissolved. The dissolved fetus would blend into one color. Having mentioned the possible effect of wine on people's health, the Gemara digresses and concludes the daf with several observations of the effect of wine.